Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Christian in the world in general. Chapter 9. Sober and dressed for life in the world. Living and walking in the world according to God's will is not something that cannot be achieved, for if it could not be performed, the Lord would not instruct us to seek this way. On the contrary, the Lord still emphasizes the fact that He works both to will and to do in those who trust in Him to lead them to reach this purpose. Philippians 2:13-16. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. On the other hand, the presence of a Christian in the world should not be seen as a frivolous position or a position devoid of risks and even significant opposition. As we saw in previous chapters, God keeps Christians in the world to be witnesses of Christ, of the eternal salvation of their lives, and to be instruments for the propagation of the saving righteousness of the Lord and the heavenly light. However, it is also because these blessings are offered to people in a corrupted and dark world that there can be the real possibility of resistance and opposition from the darkness or those who want to remain in them or retain others so that they do not become delivered from the world by coming to believe in Christ Jesus. Clearly and objectively, Christ informed us that if the world does not accept Christians, it is because it does not accept Christ Himself first, as follows. John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. 1 John 3:13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. As we have also already seen, the present world is described in the Scriptures as a perverse, tenebrous, and corrupted by evil place, no matter how much it tries to hide it as if it were a place that also seeks the eternal good of the people. And the way the world is presented or described by the Lord is that a Christian should also see it. In this way, the life of a Christian in the world is not a life in an amusement park. On the contrary, the life of a Christian in the world is a life of a real challenge and that should be lived with sobriety, with attention, with watching in prayer, but also, as one of the central aspects of life, with confidence in the Lord, knowing that it is in the Lord that a Christian finds continuous refuge from all that opposes one's life. 1 Peter 5:8-11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Despite the evil that exists in the world, when a Christian remains in Christ and follows the instructions the Lord gives him or her to live and walk in this world, this Christian finds shelter, protection, and joy in the Spirit of the Lord to, even being in the world, live and walk in a worthy manner of God and with hope according to the will of God. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. The scriptures repeatedly tell us that the Lord fully supports Christians in the world, but, or on the other hand, they also warn that Christians must remain sober in order to also remain united with the Lord to be provided with this support and protection. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. Therefore let us not sleep, as others do, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Peter 1, 13. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. For a Christian to live in the world as a Christian, it is crucial that one remains united to Christ, which is the foundation, support, and the reason for him or her to be called a Christian, for without the life of Christ and in Christ, the Christian life cannot be lived and is not even a reality in a person's life. Merely adopting some practices called Christian, but dissociated from the life in Christ, is not a Christian life indeed. And there are no promises in the scriptures that Christ will support and protect those who do so. Therefore, just as the scriptures instruct a Christian to put on garments according to the heavenly kingdom to fellowship with other Christians, as discussed in the subject on the fellowship of Christians in the world, so the Lord instructs us to put on proper garments to live and walk in the world to which we are sent to live and walk in the name of Christ, as we can see below. Ephesians 6, 10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We highlight here yet that when the theme of putting on the armor of God is addressed, we believe that it is very significant to point out that putting on the armor goes far beyond someone saying in words that one is putting on the armor. Nobody dresses an outfit with words alone, there needs to be action to do it. Thus, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, for instance, goes far beyond saying I have dressed my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace without actually knowing what the gospel of peace is all about and without actually preparing with the preparation or readiness that there is according to this gospel. Having shod the feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace encompasses investing time in knowing the Lord's gospel more deeply and investing time so that the gospel of God indeed is of peace in the heart and not some conduct that aims at the condemnation of the people of the world. Christ came to announce the gospel to the world to save sinners and not to condemn them. And so, Christians are also called to proclaim the gospel to announce the salvation that God offers to all people. Similarly, also as an example, putting on truth and righteousness goes far beyond the mere declaration of having girded the waist with truth and putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Putting on truth and righteousness involves knowledge, love, and fellowship with the truth and heavenly righteousness, as it has been more fully approached by the subjects on the gospel of God's righteousness, the other themes about the gospel of the Lord, and in the material entitled Conscious of the Context of Life and Destination of the New Creature. The Lord Jesus has instructed us that the world may resist Christians because of the saving righteousness they announce to those who are still of the world or because of their mere presence as a child of God on earth, for it may be troubled by the heavenly light that is in Christians and from which it wants to stay away. Unfortunately, However, many people are also opposed to Christians because these often do not come in peace and do not come dressed in what the Lord instructed them to wear, adding Christians, in this way, sufferings to their lives that would not be necessary to be added to their journeys in the world. Therefore, what we would like to highlight in this final part of this subject, once again, is that Christians should remain in the sobriety that it is in the Lord so that they may find the direction and provision to live and walk in the world according to the will of God, and that it is of Christ that Christians should seek to clothe themselves to know when, how, and with what intensity the Lord wants them to manifest themselves in the most diverse areas of their lives in the world. Colossians 3:1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or will manifest himself, then you also will appear, be manifested, with him in glory. In the material on the gospel of God's grace, we address the theme more broadly about how the Lord teaches us sobriety, as well as we seek to expand in the subjects that still follow the principle of watching over this sobriety and how to put on the armor that God grants to us to be in the world. However, beforehand, we anticipate that in all these other subjects, with other words or other points of approach, we will always seek to show that the essence of a Christian's life in the world is in one learning and practicing living and walking, continuously, rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ is the full and proper provision for the Christian's life towards God, oneself, one's fellow believers of faith in the Lord, as well as concerning how to live and walk as a child of God in the present world for as long as that the Lord so determines. The Lord's presence in us and our fellowship with the Lord is always our safe haven in the world. It is our point of provision for in everything to be more than conquerors in the Lord and through the Lord, because putting on the armor of God is actually putting on Christ himself. Thus, also on this point, coming across, once again, with the indispensable condition of the work of remaining in fellowship with the Lord. Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Romans 13:12-14. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh, to fulfill its lusts. Nothing in the world is so significant that it could justify choosing to break a person's fellowship with the eternal Lord. Luke 9:25. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and is himself destroyed or lost? Therefore, taking refuge in Christ, holding on to the Lord's love, abiding in Christ in living and walking each day, or putting on the Lord through fellowship with the Lord and his gospel, is where is, and always will be, the fundamental point for a Christian to live according to the will of God in the world, and to which one should continually pay attention with sobriety and particular emphasis above any other aspect of one's life in the world. Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Psalms 91:14-16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Romans 8:37-39. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Final greetings. Psalms 146:10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14:7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.